studio right now as well. Give him a big round of applause. Yeah. Thank you so much. Obviously, you were supporting Iran in the World Cup, I could imagine, right?
Yeah, I did.
They did well. They got, I mean, not only did they get in, but they actually did fairly well.
Yeah, they played good. And I support, first of all, Iran and, of course, Sweden.
Sweden, yeah.
Yeah, Sweden. Yeah. So now I have Sweden left.
I was going to say, Sweden still have a chance, right?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
So Sweden was playing, actually, not today. No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
If Sweden and Iran were in the finals together, Arash, this is... He probably doesn't want me to ask this question. Who would you have to, like, this is a big decision. Who would you go for?
I always like the underdogs.
So I like Iran.
No, I like the underdogs always. So I would say Iran. But Iran. I mean, I love both teams.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, it's win-win.
I mean, obviously Iranian, but you grew up and spent most of your life in Sweden. So, I mean, that's like as if Australia and Lebanon came together.
Yeah. What will you say? Tell me the truth.
Going on what you're saying as well, I would say Lebanon because I would want the underdog to try
winning.
To.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think they'd both be underdogs. I don't know. That'd be really, really, really difficult. Now, as we said, you've performed for millions over your career. You've had an amazing career. And I think it's still peaking. It doesn't seem to stop with you. Some of the songs that you guys may remember. This was huge.
I love the Hindi version of this too.
Yeah, that was
so good.
That was my first song ever.
Good.
This was one of the first releases, was it?
It was my first release. I have so much memories of this song, actually.
And then Mohambi, which is awesome.
Yeah. I would never leave us,
por qué se fue. I always feel like your music is the song that gets played at about 2:45 a.m. in the morning at the club, where everyone's sort of like, oh! That's what I always feel. Then you've had the likes of teaming up with, like, Snoop Dogg. How was it working with Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, he's so cool. This guy is amazing, amazing.
Is it like what we see? You see sort
like
of Snoop just so
out.
Chilled out. And
yeah, well, he came in when we were like, first time I met him, he came in with 15 person. It was like all his different managers. Yeah. I mean, that was crazy. And no, he's all about peace, love, understanding. You know, he was like, hey, bro, how are you? Love you. I heard so much about you.
And so when you have a song with Snoop Dogg, for example, you create the beat, you create the melody, you have your music, and then do you just give him a section of the song and say, hey, this is for you, or do you actually, does someone write? I don't know.
No,
I'm guessing he would do his own thing.
Yeah,
wouldn't he?
Exactly. Like this big artist that I work with, like Sean Paul, I mean, Snoop or Pitbull now, they all, of course, they write their own stuff. So I give them the beat, and so I said, this is like your 8 bars. Just or 16 bars, go for it.
But would you ever go
Kill
back?
It.
Would you ever go back to someone like Sean Paul or Snoop and go, "Hey,
I did it actually."
You really?
Yeah, of course. To who? To who?
To Sean Paul, man.
Well,
really?
You went back to him and said, "Do we need something different?"
Yeah, I said no. He sent me a lot of like. Sean Paul's voice is like so cool. You
Get down the air, come on,
so I just told him that. Like, he did, like, 2-3 different versions, and I said, this one is much better. Can you maybe do more of that?
Wow.
So something like that. Good I on. Mean, yeah.
The video for that song is brilliant, by the way. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, why did you enjoy it?
It's like a big party in a mansion. It was a pool party.
Yes,
that's all.
I'm sure, Ross. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. We get on to your latest single right now, which is Goli Goli, which is teaming up with Pitbull. This has had some huge success to the point where people have named it the unofficial, people are saying it's the official song of the World Cup.
Mm.
Now, that is great. That's great for the population, the public, to be giving that song, your song, the official title. However, just recently, and I've just read about 25 different newspaper articles from around the world, that FIFA came knocking on your door, Arash, to say, we're possibly going to, was the word sue in there?
Yeah. Of course.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
So they knocked FIFA wanted to sue you.
Yeah, because this song, my song, it's me, Pitbull, and Nyusha. Nyusha is a superstar in Russia. She's a Russian singer.
Hmm.
And No, our song made it so big now in Russia, and it was trending like number one in YouTube and played a lot, yeah. and even more than their own song. And they
that's not your fault.
Your song was playing more than the one that we just played, "Live It Up," Nicki Jam and Will Smith, right?
Yeah, especially in the, that in part Russia. Of the world. Yeah, yeah that yeah. part of like and. The World Cup is in Russia, you know, so it's a little bit sensitive. And yeah. So no, they because in the video we have some logos that reminds of like the World right. Cup FIFA, okay. and then it started to become bigger. So they send us the lawyer send us a letter and then calls us more times and you must remove this video, blah blah blah. And so we started to blur it and contact YouTube, and then one of the guys from FIFA called okay. and they record his voice. He said that. No, this is destroying our song and blah blah blah. So,
oh my gosh!
So you know, my manager, you know, he took advantage of that.
Hey, listen, it's a compliment. If you, it's yeah. a compliment when something like that you've created has now got the yeah. likes of FIFA and you know the
but
world.
But you know, I never expect to compete with like. A big name like Will Smith yes. or Nicki Jam, yeah. Jam yeah. you know I yeah. think they are the great thing. And they have FIFA behind them and they are like superstars, so I'm just happy that you know
it got on there. Well listen, I'm going to tell you though, the song and the music video clip is unbelievable. We're going to play it right now. This is Arash Nusha yeah, and she seems super cool.
Yeah, she's cool.
She seems
she's
super cool.
She's always here also in Dubai.
Yeah,
is she?
Yeah,
yeah. Oh wow.
And a little artist that you may know called Pitbull.
Just a little one.
Just 3 or 5.
I want to talk to you about working with Pitbull. It's called Gole Gole. It has literally gone viral across Russia and most of the world right now. He's in studio with us here at Virgin Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Russian Gole Gole. Woo! Gole 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 Gole